All right, put that coffee down. Put that coffee down, well, guys.
But it makes you smarter.
It makes you stupid.
Makes you smarter with bad teeth or something. Yeah.
If you're a lady, it makes you smarter.
Lady.
Hey, lady. If it's a guy, it makes you stupider.
Wow,
so.
Both of us got annoyed.
It's terrible.
You embarrassed Jerry Lewis on that one.
Yeah. Right. So they're going, what in the world?
So the College Station top cop here in about a half an hour, Jeffrey Capps, to check and make sure that license and registration in order and everything's okay. You boys okay on that?
I was.
I don't know.
Yeah. What?
When I was in Nebraska most recently, I got stopped. And not for speeding, but for actually going too slow. They thought that I might be drunk because I was going too slow because I was kind of lost. So anyway, that's not the story. The story is that the guy.
Oh, I don't know. We can stop go ahead. That's all right.
No, the guy asked me for my license, my insurance, and my registration.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I tried to explain to him that, you know, as my license plate said, I was from Texas. And in Texas, we were not required to carry our registration with us, that we have these little stickers in the window.
Did you add with defiance, in the independent nation of Texas?
Right.
And he tried to tell me Texas law and say, no, that's not right. Everybody is supposed to carry their registration with them.
It's on your windshield.
And I know, but he wouldn't go for that. He didn't. Understand. So,
as he cuffed you, as he slammed you against the car and cuffed you.
No, I didn't get it. No, I didn't get a ticket. Didn't get a warning. I was going like 30 and a 50.
I was going to say, he figured out you were sober, so he let you go.
That's the reason he stopped me, and I was okay with that because you never know. You know, I had grandkids with me and all that. No, I was just trying to get my bearings and find out where I was, if I was on the right road or not, because I was in a strange area. But anyway, I had to convince him that I really didn't need my registration. So.
Uh-huh.
There.
Yeah.
That's the end of that story.
He says, I'm 10-8 after talking to the old guy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dispatch, you don't go to roll me another unit out of here. I think we got a belligerent one.
Yeah. We got an old belligerent one.
Yeah. Find out if these kids are really his or not.
I may need to look at a mental commitment here.
7:42.
No, I think I just bored him to death and he left. Yeah. Yeah.
Sir, are you done?
It's cold out here.
All right. Yeah, it was. It was snowing.
Helicopter pilot.
If I say okay, will you be quiet so we can both leave?
Yeah. A helicopter pilot snapped a rather frightening picture, flew over a coast in Florida over the weekend. Daily Mail says the pilot, Steve Irwin, not that guy because he's dead,
hope not, yeah.
Spotted more than 100,000 sharks.
Crikey.
About 100 yards off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. The pilot and fishermen said there were so many of the predators in the water that they spanned a 20-mile stretch. The spinner sharks were even seen congregating near groups of human beings.
Oh, how was it that children weren't eaten, Scott?
I'm not sure. Thank goodness Roy Scheider was out there to protect us.
No, he's dead, too.
I know, that's true. It's common to see large predatory sharks come in and feed on schools of bait fish. He said the odd thing is he didn't see any bait fish. Well, they must have done a good job then. Got rid of them all. All right, here we go. Here's our little internet lesson for today. The internet is running out of new addresses. It's going to happen sometime this week. The group that oversees the internet addresses is expected to give out the last batch of what we call IPs. That's the Internet Protocol Address. That's those numbers that everybody's got. It's kind of like your address, okay? You get a letter because that's your address. Well, this is the same thing except it's in the computer. Do you know what the IP is from Bookface? Do you know, by the way? Because I've got it right here.
Is it 2.7?
No, it's 66.220.149.32. Those are the numbers that we're running out of those things. Yeah, so there.
Oh, you said IP. I was thinking IPO.
So. I got you. So according to the Wall Street Journal, they've got this new system that's ready to go in place. What we do is we do the IP version 4 right now. They're going to go to IP version 6. I'm wondering what happened to IP version 5. Did that one just not... Was it kind of like WD-39? It wasn't quite there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
Formula 408.
Yeah, exactly. The switch to the IP version 6 is going to happen, but the problem is a lot of businesses who have IP addresses in the current system aren't going to be ready for version 6. So sometime in June, they're going to try it out. And I guess that's when the world ends. Oh, no, it's 2012 when the world ends, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen because we won't be able to go to internet to an IP version 6 address than the calendar that, who was it, the Incas got?
Mayans.
Yeah. Okay, Inca, Mayan, they're all the same. So here's...
Wow.
Oh.
I'm sure the anthropology community at Texas A&M would disagree.
Yeah,
with that.
They probably would.
On any number of things, but specifically that.
Today is the... this is the beginning of the year of the bunny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is bunny year.
Ah.
If Hefner?
No. Year of the Chinese New Year. It's the year of the wabbit. And so there you go. That starts today. So celebrate that as you see fit. The red swimsuit worn by Farrah Fawcett being donated to the Smithsonian Institute, along with some other memorabilia.
And I think that's great. You and I were talking about that. I think, you know, because especially if it's the one that she was wearing.
Chase is too young.
On the poster.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You know, on the poster. I think, you know, if Archie Bunker's chair should be there, I think that swimsuit.
But I said to Tom, it's not quite the same. How are they going to display it? Because if it's just laying there, you know, that's not good. I was thinking of a model actually walking through the Smithsonian.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, no. That's because that suit is iconic because Farrah wore it. Boy, did she wear it.
Yeah.
Boy, did she wear it.
And so if someone else wears it, or if you put it on a mannequin even, I don't
see. So how are you going to do that? What are you going to do? See, I mean, that's the how would you
do it like you would in other museums. You put it on display and then you show a picture of her wearing it.
Yeah, that's it.
And Tom will never move from it the next time he goes to the Smithsonian.
They'll have a little light. Right
by the way, Show Observer points out, and I have no idea who this is. It says you are required to have your registration with you.
Uh-oh.
We're in Texas?
Read the paper you get with your registration sticker. Okay. And here's why I'm reading this. We, Texas cops, just don't ask for it unless there appears to be a problem with the registration.
Ah, okay. Well,
so,
I'm gonna
Nebraska boy was dead on, wasn't he?
He was right.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, next year is the year of Elmer Fudd.
Thank you. Wait, I know, Wabbit. I'm sorry. I cut you off. You know, where's the Wabbit? Hello.
Yeah.
Shirley, Phoebe Cates' red swimsuit can't be too far behind.
Don't call me Shirley. Yeah.
Well, no, she left hers at the pool.
Yeah, stop calling me Shirley.
She did. Very nice. Thank you. Right on schedule.
No, but back to Farrah. She had a well-chronicled and very brave fight with cancer. And like I was telling Scott, she had the gall to die on the same day that Michael Jackson did. So, you know, I'm all for her, you know, getting
recognition. Well, I mean, they can donate the suit all they want to. I don't know that her well-chronicled fight with cancer is any more gallant than anyone else's.
Well, no. But I was making the comparison to Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hello?
He died the same day.
For a more natural display, will the Farrah Fawcett display be pinned to the ceiling?
Thank you. or a closet door, sir, I think would be much more appropriate. But thank you anyway.
Appropriate, but...
But it's point taken. Wouldn't have made as much sense.
Point taken.
Some Brazilian legislators have interest as we run away.
I'm telling
that.
You.
Some Brazilian legislators have introduced a bill to add the right to pursuit of happiness to the Constitution.
Ah.
Wow. Well, they've already got Carnival, don't they?
Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, they have a good time down there. Okay, so they don't have what? Are they just starting to read ours? They go, hey, wait, why don't we do one of those? That'd be cool.
We've got life, liberty, and we need this pursuit of happiness thing.
Yeah, let's do that, hey.
No, I mean, kid, but who's Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah, I know, that's true. But again, and Chase is on the cusp. He's one of those guys who's almost too young to know. But
I don't know. Who's Farrah Fawcett? Perhaps, but I think that picture, whether you know who Farrah Fawcett is or not, I think that picture transcends generations.
Yeah, probably. That's probably true.
Because you know how many people, you know, case in point, how many people from you boys' generation would look at a picture of Betty Grable, not necessarily knowing who she is, but seeing that picture of those legs and going, that is a very pretty woman.
Yeah, things are divine goodness. Where are we going to be with 20 years in this conversation? Whose name will be in there?
Back in that picture of Katy Perry.